This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, July 4th. Will the cattle market find some steady footing in Wednesday trading? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The feeders fell today and the cash market was sluggish at best. Now that's really what kind of pushed the feeders a little bit lower, but this is the first time in a long time that live cattle and the feeders diverged as drastically as they have. It just shows that there is confusion in the market today. Certainly at the start of July, this is a very short week. We will have a hard opening on Friday. I think traders are trying to adjust a little bit to give the market a little bit of a direction, and certainly on Friday then we'll be able to get a little bit more information on how this holiday was for demand purposes. Anyway, after this, the next holiday won't be till Labor Day. So this is really the last one. And everyone's hoping that we can get some decent numbers out of there.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Wednesday up 14 and a half at 518 and a half. July corn was up 19 and a half at 432 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 608. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 11 and a quarter, ranging from 558 and three quarters to 573 and three quarters. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 3.75, ranging from 615 to 620. Live cattle for August was up $1.35 at 106 even. August feeder cattle were down $1.80 at 137.02 and a half. And July Class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 1731.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.